Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, thank you guys for watching and listening to the Ulta Perform Show, the show about performing your best in business and life. I have a very special guest today, Rick from Same Day Express Cleaners, right?
Yes.
A long name. I was like, Same Day Express Cleaners.
But it says what it means.
Exactly.
Same Day Express Cleaners.
Yeah, and I've been coming here for years, and we got started talking, and we're like, hey, let's do a show here.
Appreciate
it. Clean me. I'm like a little kid right now. Just finishing setting up. If you guys have any questions while we're doing this live show, you can go ahead and ask in the comments, and I will pipe them through to us. That's why I'm getting this set up right here. So, Rick, tell me about how long you've been in dry cleaning and what it's been like for you before all the stuff that's been happening.
Okay, so I started dry cleaning in 1992, right after college. Got into it, didn't know anything about it, but just started working in them. And liked it, saw the opportunity, saw the cash flow. The guy I worked for was owner absent, so I liked that. That's never happened yet. That hasn't happened to me yet. But
what do you mean by that?
Meaning he didn't have to be there.
Oh,
we did
okay.
All the work for him and he made all the
money. Oh, but you haven't been able to
do that.
Yeah. Well, maybe you're the hands-on kind of guy.
I think I am. So it's been good. I've had 7 or 8 stores. I've worked for multiple other ones. Dry cleaning is good. You know, you get to know good customers. They're steady, so you see the same people a lot. You build good friendships. You get a serve, and there's a need here. You know, people go to work. They have to wear things. They go to events. They want to look good, so we offer that service. So pretty much whatever you can wear, we can clean.
I wore this shirt specifically for the show.
It's your favorite shirt?
It's not my favorite shirt, but it is a favorite.
That's good. It looks
right. Yeah. And it's something I would give right to in this point where I almost wore something he's more easy going. I'm going to just dry clean. I got to wear something a little fancy, right?
So, yeah, what we do, majority of what we do is normal day stuff. Pants, shirts, dress shirts, suits, ladies, a lot of shorts, golf shirts, T-shirts, pretty much anything you wear. Make it convenient for you. Bring it in. Tag it up. We inspect it. We clean it. We dress it. Ready to wear.
Great. What have you been seeing lately since probably March? Is that when you probably saw things start changing? I think that's when I remember things started going
again.
The domino effect started happening fast.
March, in fact, I got the PPP loan application on the 17th of March, so that tells us when the PPP started.
Yeah.
So we started to see the trend at the beginning of March. So COVID hit. We have no churches. Work closes, most workplaces, offices are closed, work from home. No weddings, no funerals, no special events, no large gatherings. So anything you pretty much wear out to dress up is now taken away from us. So the dry cleaning industry saw about a 90% decrease. And slowly it's come back up a little bit. We're still down about 70%.
Down. 70%.
Down.
You guys look pretty busy today.
Here's one thing we've had to adjust for COVID is we've had to lay off some people and then cut back production. So normally we're Monday through Friday, same day cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
But now we are only cleaning Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So this is
every day.
Twice the volume of what we would normally do because it's 2 days in one.
Yeah.
So if that helps us get the hours to the employees and make it cost effective on fuel, utilities and stuff. So we cut back, try to be as smart as we can, keep the doors open. We know of over 13 cleaners that have closed in the last 6 months.
Wow.
Permanent.
Yeah.
Huge. Gone.
What is that? What do you think that means for us? Like, I forgot to give you some prep questions. Sometimes I'll say something that's too snotty, but I'm just like, I try to say what the people are thinking.
Good.
And then I'll move on so you don't think I'm harboring
on
one thing. So what if the team cleaners close? What does it mean for people? What does that mean to people? What's the domino? I know there's a domino.
Well, there's two things that I think of first. It's the convenience of how close it is to your location. You may have to go out of your way to find a cleaner. Okay?
Yeah.
And then prices were going to increase most likely because a couple things are happening. There's less business, which means there's less work, but you still got to overhead all this expense.
Yeah.
Now, what I've tried to do is stay the best price. My philosophy has always been affordable quality, value, save you, the customer, money. That way you can take care of your stuff. That's been my philosophy the whole time.
So it's not something that someone that's in 1% or 2% or making a high income has to get,
no,
has to be
anybody,
able to afford it.
I'm half right.
Now you're, that sounds like, I'm kind of summarizing, that sounds like your purpose. That everyone can afford it.
Everybody, and everyone can look good at an affordable rate and come back in quicker because you'll take care of your clothes better. You won't overwear them. You won't wear them out. Keep them clean. So, sure, if you cut the cost to your expense, then you can do that.
So, like you mentioned, how COVID affected your business, a lot of people out there were under the assumption that you'd be fine because you were one of the
essentials. Right.
Yeah, right. I remember that. I was like, oh, Greg said you laundry. That makes sense. You got to stay clean.
But with people,
stay
not,
clean, guys.
With people not going to work, they're home in their more relaxed clothes, you know, workout clothes or pajamas, working. They're not going to the office.
Yeah.
They're not dressing up. That's the decline.
Yeah.
And
sure.
You can just see it in the traffic. I mean, people are not moving around. So, but as far as what we can offer right now, too, is I would say get your household clean, get your blankets clean, get your sheets clean, keep yourself clean during this time.
Yes.
And we can offer all that as well.
Good. So what are you like, how have you seen it affect your customers when they come in?
Well, I see everything from, again, it's like society. People feel it's going to be okay in the extreme, you know, risk category. Where what we do here is we're behind the counter. We can social distance. We can take it in. Most customers, that's mean, respect each other's space. We bring it in, we clean it, it's disinfected, it's clean, it's ready to wear, it's safe.
So,
does that answer your question?
Yeah. You feel like you're doing it a service because you are cleaning all the place, disinfecting. What you've seen with COVID, like, they're not really clear on how it's contracted and who it affects.
Right.
You notice that, right? But you feel like disinfecting and getting the clothes clean is a priority.
Well, myself, I think staying on top of stuff is a key in your life anyway. So you wear it, you clean it, it's ready to go. So it's just a matter of a routine. Keep your routine. Keep your mind, you know, stay pushing forward. I think that the biggest thing through COVID that can affect all of us is the emotional and the loneliness, the withdrawal, and get off of what's important. You only get one life.
As far as we know.
Keep moving forward. Live.
Yeah.
Just live. Be smart about it, but live.
I do. You don't know this, but I do a bunch of videos and I'm always talking about it. I'm living still. Right? I'm like, well, I'll be cautious, but not afraid, right?
Right.
But cautious. Are you feeling so great? Well, it's not good to show today, you know?
It's a good time to ask.
Well, I had someone call, like, hey, I'm feeling sick. I don't know how you feel about it. It's not cold for me. You said about like
that's why.
Yeah. And I said, well, whatever you have, if it is just a flu or you got a cold, I don't want it.
Right.
So let's do it another day,
right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. What have you seen as, like, one of the priorities people have when it comes to COVID and cleaning and returning and such?
Not a lot of change. Most of the customers that are still going to work are still the repetitive people. Seeing people cleaning blankets a lot more, bedding and household stuff, just to keep that part of their life a little bit cleaner. They're home more. So they're cleaning more.
Yeah.
So that helps. But, no, we always clean the same process, so It'll you know, keep your stuff up. I just, again, it's routine. Wear it, clean it, ready to wear.
I always feel better when I dress up. I'll wear suits, not now, right?
Hot.
Normally, I'd be wearing a suit. this is my suit today. Right?
Mine too, shorts and
Right? Oh yeah, it's so hot in here. How do you guys get to deal with it? So
well, we have three air conditioners and we're moving air, but
yeah.
Get in early, you get it done, shut the boilers off, and then it cools down.
Cool. What is the process? Like you filmed a little bit. Can you step us through the process of this?
So you bring clothes into the counter, you would enter the name of the account on that order. We would tag each piece on that order. We would, that way we can assemble it back to you so we don't have any disassembly or not things not returned. Then we pre-inspect it.
Keep going.
We evaluate if it's laundry, dry cleaning, what colors, what fabrics. Then that tells us do we wet clean it or do we dry clean it or do we separate it and do it all by itself? Do we hang dry it? So we really look at care labels. Then it goes through that process. We clean. Then we it comes out dry out of the dry cleaner. Then we put it to the back and press it. Each item's individually pressed. Then we bring them up into this section here. Goes back to your orders by your assembly, by your tickets, and then it's bagged individually based on orders, put in the back, ready to have picked up.
Have you noticed any people struggling with paying their bill when they come in, or do you have any accounts?
You know, I
think you probably have a corporate account.
We have corporate accounts. I do all the cleaning for a big hotel and casino out in Wendover, and they were shut down for 4 months.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's
wow.
Back open again, but they're 50%. So we're down 90% in March and April, then slowly up, we're down 70%. So, yeah, it hurts.
How do you make that?
Well, I haven't pulled any money out.
Sure.
Just managing the employees first, keeping the door open so we can serve, and gather as much as I can. The PPP loan helped quite a bit. That's now gone.
Yeah.
So it's been really just lean. It's very lean. Just run the business as tight, as sharp, and effective as possible.
Good. You know, you keep bringing this up. Serve. Like you want to be, you want to serve.
Yeah.
There's a deeper meaning to that. And I understand it. If you share with that, I think I understand.
Well,
can you share what that means to you personally?
Yeah. Like this business is a service business. But I believe if I go looking for anything, tires or a mechanic or whatever, I always look, I'll make 3 or 4 phone calls
to
find the value and find the fit that I feel is fair. So when I look at this business, I look at the customer just like if I'm a customer. Is it the best price? Is it a good service? Is it a value? The value is not just price. Value is quality and price. And so to me, that's my responsibility is to give a good product for a great price, and that's serving the customer. That's serving the community. That helps us stay busier because we're doing more volume, which gives the employees steady paychecks.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a win-win. The formula works.
Sure, sure.
We work a lot harder. I mean, I tell you, most cleaners do a third of the production per day as us. And we probably would do the same amount of money itself.
Yeah.
So we're 30 to 40% of what they're making, but we do a lot more work.
Well, you really like that.
I think that it's the right thing to do. And I've been doing it for 28 years.
Yeah.
So.
It's hard for people to understand. Some people, most people, but I don't mean to say people in general, to understand that. Because I have a similar philosophy on certain things. Like, well, it's not about the money, right? And like I have a good friend that's making really good money doing a particular job, and it's falling down now, right? But he's made a good amount of money, and he struggles like deep down on why are you doing what you're doing when you could be making more money, even more. Why are you doing that?
Well, again, 28 years. I'm raising a family. I've had 4 kids, a wife. I've been able to sustain and raise a family, buy a home, build a business, hire people. To me, that gives me value. That gives me integrity. It gives me a purpose. It gives me. I think that matters. To where again, I only have one life. So, is it about money? I've never seen anybody talk about money at a funeral, but I have heard them talk about how that person helps out.
Yeah.
or what really matters is the integrity or who you really want to be. So, now, along the way, you know, you'll do without something, you know, you'd like to be a lot richer, but it could be a lot worse.
Yeah, that's true. Sure, I've seen people making a lot of money and miserable, or they have huge issues that they're like, wow.
So I've never made big money. It's just a steady drip each day, and it's a consistent, steady drip. And that's the way this business is, you know.
Yeah.
It's just steady.
Yep. Well, I wanted to get to that because that's kind of like a very good, it's a very good reason. And thank you for sharing that with us.
No, thank you. I'm grateful to be able to do it.
Yeah, great. Let's see if we have any questions real quick, guys. I have to do production on the show, too, so. Do you have any personal opinions you want to share about COVID, or should we just skip that?
Let's skip that. I think it's political.
So, can you tell us a little bit about the...
some of the specials that you were talking about having?
Okay.
Do you remember those?
Yeah. So, men's dress shirts. Hand me one of those shirts. Another one of those dress shirts. Yeah.
But
I've got one.
Okay. This
morning? Y'all
look at that.
Men's dress shirt, button down shirt, $190. Clean, pressed, on a hanger, ready to wear.
Right.
Okay. Pants.
Now, let me ask you a question real quick. Did I tell you I had a lot of long sleeve shirts here?
Right? Okay.
Who's wearing those right now? Because it's just hot.
We're doing probably right now, it's about half and half. Short sleeve shirts to long sleeve shirts right now.
Great.
Just because it's summer. But in the winter, it's 95.5
yeah.
Longer sleeve shirts. So, 190. Hey, Sharon.
You grab the
hi, Jack. Good to see you. So, 190 on a dress shirt. Pants. Or shorts, three pair for $11.
So shorts like these?
Yep, what we're wearing. Pair of shorts, three pair for $11. And if you once you hit three pair, it drops it at $1 per pair forever. So you don't have to do it in groups. What else did I say? $5 off a $20 order.
Two-piece suit,
$9.60. Under $10, it's hard to find that in Salt Lake. Most places are pushing $18 to $25 for a two-piece suit. We're $9.60.
What's a three-piece suit?
I think it's $3 more, so you like right around $12.
Oh, that's great. And then you have the $20.
$10 or $5 off an incoming $20 order for this show.
Good.
So mention this show. Mention Adam. $5 off your next $20 order.
Yep. That's awesome. Yeah, mention me. Then, was that it? I think that's it.
Yeah, the specials, but every day is a special. I mean, our prices are fair, and you'll be glad to count when you come down here.
And right now it's like in 2 days?
Yeah, so we're right now, because of COVID, cleaning Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So, you need it quick, bring it in quick. You know, but normally it would be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but now it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And again, that's to keep the gas, the utilities down, the labor down, keep the doors open so we can get through this.
Yeah, yeah.
And it feels like trying to get out of it, and then the cases go up again, and then people slow down again. We were coming out of it, and all of a sudden it slowed down.
Well,
so
yeah,
it's really based on, I think, people going to work now. That's what I'm reading into this.
Yeah, yeah. You think it'll be next year or the end of the year? Or?
Oh, man, I was hoping it'd be over in May. I was hoping it'd be over in June. I'd be over in July. Now we're August. We're going to get through it. You know, I think we're all trying to get through it in different ways. We'll get through this.
Cool. I was going to ask you, like, someone working out of their home, they're like, well, I don't need to break in. Now, I know that I feel better. I hate iron. I hate iron, but there's moments you've seen me like I'm absent, right?
Yeah.
I'll just iron it. It doesn't need to be kind of like crap, right?
Let me just say this: your first impression is your first impression.
It's true.
So if you look good, you look good. If you don't, it's too late.
Well, what if you're just sitting at home?
You're just sitting at home. You're gonna go out. You're gonna go somewhere.
Yeah.
You're going crazy at home. You're going somewhere.
Yeah,
put on a pressure. Yeah, change up your mind for a minute.
Yeah, you do.
Get
a little
out.
Better.
Yeah.
And actually, you actually cheer people up.
Well, you cheer yourself up. When you look good, you feel good. I believe
that. Well, other people, I've noticed when you're dressed well, it actually elevates them.
Right.
Right? They actually feel better, like, oh, he looks good.
Well, they comment on it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes they don't, but you can notice they're like, oh, you're like, or whatever. They're like happy about it.
So it works.
Anything
and
else?
It's affordable. So there's no reason not to. $2 to have a men's dress shirt in your hand ready to wear. I mean, that's not.
$190
plus tax.
Yeah, I know.
I paid that tax.
What would you say is the most important thing that you could leave people on the show about pricing, about what's going on?
A couple things. You don't always get what you pay for. If you pay more money, you're not always getting it. Service and value comes with price as well. Wear your clothes and take care of your clothes. Hang them up. Don't overwear them. Your necks get bad. Get oil on them. It will ruin your stuff. Clean it up. Just get it clean. It's ready to wear. It's in your closet. That way you're always ready, so when you're going somewhere, you don't have to get out that iron. Because I promise you, when you start ironing your stuff, you'll wish you had gone to.
I hate irons.
It's just about
staying
ahead of it.
Yeah, I do. Why am I doing it? I can never get it looking good. I want a better iron, and I'm still like.
Well, ours too. We press shirts wet, and these big plates close on it. They're about 250 degrees for about 20 seconds.
And earlier in the show, we showed some of that live. So if you go to the very beginning of the show, you'll see them actually pressing the shirt.
The shirt will go in, the edge close on it. That gives it a crisp, tight, really hard press.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
So that helps.
Chemicals, do you use any chemicals?
Safety, the way we handle things, the way we handle the EPA, everything is the way it's been taught, the way it's supposed to be done.
Good.
I do use perchloroethylene because I believe it cleans the best. It breaks down oils, grease, soils. It's just recyclable, so we're using the same chemical over and over and over and over again. It doesn't go down the drain. $35 a gallon, so we value it, we take care of it, but it cleans well. And then on the other side, the laundry side, we use good quality detergent, create brightness and clean, so it helps your clothes last long.
You know, we didn't really talk about laundry side. What does that mean? What do you mean
just
laundry?
Like a lot of the clothes,
all those came in,
and we just got bags of towels for construction companies, or this is a sign company that uses a lot of hand towels. We clean those.
Sure.
Yeah, that's great. We do a lot of blankets, sleeping bags. So, yeah, these are hand towels.
Sleeping bags? I should clean my sleeping bags.
So we'll do a special for this show again. This is a good one for you. Any size sleeping bag, mention Adam, $15.
Oh, nice. So if you're going camping, or you went camping,
keep it clean.
Because you're sleeping in there, you're sweating,
you might even have COVID. You got to clean it up.
Yeah.
You know, let's clean it.
True. So thank you guys for listening and watching the Ultra Perform Show, the show about performing your best in business and life. We want to thank Rick from Same Day Express Cleaners. How many locations do you have right now?
We have two locations, Same Day Express, and also one called Superior Cleaners in West Valley City.
Okay, and where are the Same Day Expresses?
Okay, 1700 South West Temple. That's
where we are
today.
Right now, right?
Redwood Road, Printers Row, which is 2300 South and Redwood Road, and 5600 West, 3388 South.
Now, what is the exact address here? Because some people just plug in their GPS 16, and go.
It's 1689 Southwest Temple.
Great. And some people are like that.
Perfect.
I was with my friend Autumn yesterday. We're driving, and I'm telling her where to go. And she's like, I got to plug my GPS. I'm like, you really don't? I'm telling you, I am your GPS. But it's 5th South State or something.
Oh, 1689 Southwest Temple or 17th. West Temple Corner. You won't miss it.
Sure.
Bring it down. Let us help you. I'm grateful for Adam and his time. We're so glad to be open. And we're going to get through this. So let's all push forward.
Thank you for your confidence and your positivity. That's huge, actually. Just just on that, you're being positive.
We're going to get through this.
Yep. Watch for our show later today at Dr. Omar's, the chiropractor. He'll be sharing some healthy tips, things to work on your immune system, things to stay healthy. 5 o'clock today. See you guys later. Thanks.
Thanks.
And then I'll meet you. And the chair too.
All right.
That was good.